This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So the most important thing, Qalb al-Saleem, and we all have to have this goal, is non-optional, I say this to myself. Because I want to go to Jannah. And all of us wants to go to Jannah. And we should have this desire. Because what is Jannah? فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَا لَا رَأَتْ عَيْنٌ وَلَا سَمِعَتْ أُذُنٌ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى بَالِ بَشَرٌ. What's in Jannah? No one have ever seen. What's in Jannah? No one have ever heard. And look at the next one. And in Jannah, nobody can imagine. Not even a thought in your mind can imagine. Every time I see beauty, especially when I travel, you know, and I'm looking at the earth down and you see beautiful things. And you say, Ya Allah, what is more beautiful than this? And the hadith comes in. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى بَالِهِ. And not, you cannot even think of or comprehend how it's going to look. I wanted it. And every one of us in this room should want it. And I'm sure you all do. But what did you do for it? As the Bedouin came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, says, مَتَ السَّاعَةَ. When is the day of judgment? When is it? Give me a time so I can plan. And look what he answered, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, "Mada a'adatta laha?" What did you prepare for it? And this question and answer is for every woman in this room, and definitely for myself. What did you prepare for your akhirah? I am traveling to London. When I was coming, of course I prepared. And as I was packing, this hadith came to my mind. What did you prepare for the akhirah? What did you pack? What's already in the suitcase? It's there. You know, sometimes you put a list so you don't forget and you start checking. What did you prepare for the akhirah? And which part was checked already? Truly, not imagining, thinking. And the best thing you pack for your akhirah, for the Qalb al-Saleem, guaranteed, is ikhlas, is sincerity. The issue. Subhanallah, and this is scholars of pure hearts, not me. He said, the most difficult thing in this deen is to be sincere. And he explained why. I think it was Abdullah ibn Mubarak. And why is that? He said, because the nafs, me, has no share in it. When I do something and it's very difficult and hard and no one sees it, let alone no thank you, no jazakillahu khair, no gifts, no rewards, I'm going to get upset. I'll give you an example that you all going to feel, and it's a contemporary one. When you post on social media anything, what is the first thing you look? What is it? I want to hear it. Likes. And you get very happy. You say, wow, 1,000 likes in 10 minutes. What is this? What is this? That's me very happy. Versus zero, no likes. Are you going to get upset? Yes. Because my nafs, me, have no share in it. I had this beautiful conversation, casual, without planning, with a 15-year-old young man. We were leaving the masjid. And then he came to me and he said, I think I know you. I think I heard your voice. We were giving a talk. And he said, I think you are on social media. I said, yeah, I am. You can check it. Right? Obviously, he was not following me. Look at this. So he immediately, you know how the youth are these days. And that's actually not only the youth these days. So he immediately checked it. He looked at me and says, wow, you have that many followers. And I said, alhamdulillah, Allah made it happen. I didn't even plan it. Immediate question. How do I do that? Subhanallah. And he was very serious, 15-year-old, in front of the masjid. And I said, perfect. Let's use this. guide this young heart to Allah. I said, what do you like? Oh, he said, how did you do it? And I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in everything. He said, I know, but what did you do? This is us. This is very norm, all of us. I said, I posted everything. I know that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, how do I do that? Sincerity. I said, what do you like in this world? I'm a 15-year-old. He said, I love football, which is soccer, we call it in the United States, like football for you. I said, excellent. You can easily do it. He looked at me and says, what do you mean? I said, you post everything about soccer or football that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he looked at me and, how is that? Your favorite team won. As you are posting, you don't only say, oh, they played very well, they were amazing, which is true. You're going to say, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the team that the least expected they will be the winner, but Allah put barakah in their effort. Done. If it was a Muslim player, who now it's becoming walillah alhamd the norm, that they prostrate to Allah when they score or when their team win, because that's actually Islamic concept. Sajdatul shukr is you prostrate to Allah out of gratefulness, meaning you're telling Allah, I didn't win because I'm a good player. I won because you made it happen. Sincerity. I said, you comment on that. You comment on that. One person will read it. One person. And you are changing people. Back to sincerity. And especially we women. May Allah forgive me. But I am a woman like you. We crave for being appreciated. We crave for compliments. And we're very sensitive about it. Men, for some reason, may be a little bit different than us. But we all are, we crave and we get upset when someone does not appreciate what we do. Leave it. Practically now. Leave it. And say, Ya Allah, I know you are seeing me. You saw my effort. You saw how not easy this was for me. And you saw I was doing it to please you by pleasing these people. It doesn't matter what they say. Are you happy with me? Learn to have this personal relationship with Allah. Nothing will give you the happiness you're looking for, the serenity you are looking for, other than this. And He will tell you. Change everything you do and make it for Allah and Allah only. And the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said this. He said, the three characters in the heart of the human being. Again, we're talking about the heart. Three things in the heart of the human being. If he or she does it, their heart will never have or harbor. He said, لا يغل. Your heart will never have this ill feeling or anger and hate if you have these three characters. Number one is al-ikhlasu lillah. You do it for Allah and Allah only. Literally, you're driving speed limit. It's not because the police is seeing you. That's not for Allah. Because you are following the rules. And following the rules is an Islamic concept that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or because if I drive on the speed limit, I am probably going to not hurt somebody. And that's something that pleases Allah. I'm going to be the human being walking on this earth in a way pleasing to Allah. That pleases Him. I hope I am making it very clear that everything you do, you say, is related to Him. So three characters. One of them, sincerity to Allah. Second is giving advice, especially to the leaders. Especially to the leaders. So whoever is a leader in your home, and if you were the leader, then accept the advice from somebody else. And don't look again for praises on, you're the best mother I have seen. No. No. And as human beings, don't do that to the others, because you're engraving in them and you're inviting them to lack of sincerity. You are teaching them how not to be sincere. It should be لا أزكيك على الله. The first thing you say when you praise somebody, you say لا أزكيك على الله. I am not going to be completely removing any ill character from you, because لا أزكيك على الله, because Allah is perfect. So you are not better than that. Even in the way we deal with each other in words, you have to be very careful. I call it, this is me again, the filter of sincerity. Did it pass? Look at me. Did it pass through the filter of sincerity? Is it true? You invited your friends to a meal to your home. Is it only and only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not because they invited me, they did. But also making them happy, having a good relationship with the Muslims. Indirectly, but not the main reason, throughout having people in your home, you're going to learn and teach both how to be the Allah-pleasing host. See the words I'm using? An Allah-pleasing guest. Are you? When I go to your home or you come to my house and I say, Ya Rabbi, in every step I'm going to get a good reward. Every step. If you are not focused on Allah, you're going to miss a lot of it. But if you are focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way you ring the bell, the way you stand till they open the door, when you enter, the way you greet people, the way, for example, where you put your shoes, where do you sit, where you allow your eyes to fall on when you are in that house. Every step, I want you to be practical Muslim. I don't want us to be, not you, a'udhu billah, all of us, to be the Muslim in the masjid, the Muslim in lectures, and the Muslim in life. We chopped it. And that's not our deen. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was always nice. He wasn't nice when everything was his way. And then, but you don't know, Ya Allah, what they did to me. They throw garbage on me. He didn't do that. Sayyidina Umar was always standing up for the truth. Whether people like it or didn't like it. People praised him or didn't praise him. Because they were all focused on Allah. He was dying. He was dying. I mean, every time I read this, I was like, Ya Allah, what is these hearts are? Dying, stabbed. Right? And what did he say? Put his cheeks on this earth. And Sayyidina Umar was given Jannah already. Done. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said about him, if there was one prophet to come after me, it would be Sayyidina Umar. And what did he say? وَيْلَكَ يَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ لَمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكَ اللَّهِ. Woe on you, son of Al-Khattab. He didn't even call himself his name. If Allah did not forgive you. Focus on Allah. Everything. Once he was stabbed, he sent his son Abdullah to Sayyidina Aisha. Is it okay if I get buried next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr instead of you? Now this story by itself tells you how both people were focused on Allah. Sayyidina Aisha, it's her house. She was supposed to be buried next to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and next to her father. Who is more worthy of this place? Sayyidina Umar sent his son. And he's the Khalifa. He could have easily sent an order and says, you bury me next to her. She said, yes. Before he died, he told his son, after I die, you go and ask her again. In case she said yes, because she was afraid of me and I was the Khalifa. I want to make sure this is okay with her. Because if this is not okay with her, then he's not pleasing to Allah. He took the right of somebody else. And they went and she said yes. That's why Sayyidah Aisha is buried in Baqi'. And when you go to Rawdah, Sayyid Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and then Sayyidina Umar. They are focused on Allah. Their life is for Allah, by Allah, and with Allah. With Allah. Lillah wa billah wa ma'allah. With Allah. Not only when you're in Mecca and Medina. With Allah, He's always with us. And by Allah, I speak. Allah made me speak. I didn't talk. I am in London. Oh, I planned it a long time ago and this and this and they. No. Allah brought me. And for Allah, that's what we have been talking about. I should care less, not a breath in me or a blink of an eye in me, and Ya Allah give it to me. If you left all of you and said, this is the best lecture I ever heard, or this is the worst lecture I ever heard, should not change anything in me. Because when I came in on this stage, I said, Ya Allah, this is for you. And I want to see it on the Day of Judgment. This how it should be all of us. Al-Ikhlas, Allah said it. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. They have not been ordered, but again, but to obey, to worship Allah, يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, with sincerity. لَهُ, sincerity to Allah. And this is the real religion. This is the real religion. As Muslims, we are moving away from this. Even, quote-unquote, practicing people. Quote-unquote, religious people. Allah knows who's the religious. But we see people way before we see Allah. And we get upset from people way more than with the thought of Allah is not pleased with me. I say this to myself and I'll share it with all of you. Do you ask Allah, are you happy with me? How many times you've asked people you love, do you love me? Do you appreciate me? Do you see how much I'm doing for you? We all say this. Do you say this to Allah in your private conversation with Him? If we even have a private conversation with Allah, we spend hours on the phone, text messages, online, FaceTime with people. And there's nothing wrong with this as long as this whole conversation is halal. But how much we do it with Allah? How long is your sajda? I say this. How long? If the imam stayed, said 10, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, we all feel eternity. Because I don't have this private, oh, I'm so close to him. Oh, he said it. أقرب ما يكون العبد لربي وهو ساجد. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام said that. The closest moment, the servant of Allah, to Allah is when he or she in prostration. You're the closest. When you hug your child, sometimes what do you say? I don't want to let it go. I love it. Is that you in sujood? Is that the relationship with Allah? The qalb al-salim, that's the relationship. The qalb al-salim feel it. The qalb al-salim long for it. And the qalb al-salim miss it. Miss it. You should miss those moments in Ramadan. 2 months ago, when you were so close to Allah, when you were didn't want the imam to stop reading, when you didn't want Ramadan to end. Why? Because you were close to Him. You're way closer to Him. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلَصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. That's the only order Allah wants from us. Wallahi, everything else is addition. The most important thing is sincerity. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zumar, and the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is saying this. قل, say to them. Ya Rasulullah, say to them, say to the Muslims, you read it. أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. Only I was ordered to worship Allah with full sincerity. In Surah Az-Zumar, the first verse in Surah Az-Zumar, تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم ألا لله الدين الخالص. تنزيل الكتاب, the book was sent from Allah Almighty, All Wise. What? And then تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. This is to Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. Worship Allah with sincerity. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. And I said his name 3 times. If we all reach that point, and it is possible, it's not impossible, it's not easy. It's a choppy road with a lot of failures. But we can do it bi-idhnillah. You start becoming the sincere person Allah wants you to be, you will be the happiest one. I will be the happiest one. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. Or if I want to use the current, I don't care, as we say it. You see all the young people say, I don't care. If you can say this sincerely about whether people like you or don't like you, whether people say negative things or positive things, I don't care. The most important thing to me is what Allah thinks of me. You're the happiest person. You're the purest person. And again, I don't own Jannah, but I can say you're getting very close to Jannah. Ikhlas, ikhlas, ikhlas. One thing I want to share with everybody, because this is related, and I kept telling you everything we do is we can change it to an act of worship for Allah. What is act of worship? And the moment I learned this years ago, things changed. Perspective changed. Al-ibadah, act of worship. Because this will change me. We are more than 1,000 people probably here, but everybody's life is very different than the other. Some of you are mothers. Some of you are mothers and wives. Some of you are mothers and widowed. Some of you are mother and grandmother and a daughter. And some of you, all of the above, add to it, you are a woman works not only in the house, but outside the house. Some are this, some are that. So what is ibadah? How am I going to be sincere to Allah? I can't give one fit all, not in the deen. Learn this and apply it to Allah only. Hadil only, capital letter, big font, repeated in your mouth and in your brain. Everything you do and you say, external, internal, everything you do, you say, internal, external, now coming the most important one. That Allah loves and Allah is pleased with. Everything you do, everything you say, external, internal, Allah loves, Allah is pleased with. There's two of them, and I'll give you some examples. You do this for Allah only, you are in state of worship. Someone really said things absolutely not true about you in your face in the most harshest way, and you are absolutely capable of answering. They said this, I'm going to say 10 times worse than what they said. I can. But I held myself back. And I said, that's not an act of worship. I am going to say nothing. And I can, for you, Allah only, because you love it and you're pleased with it. That's an act of worship. It's not because you're polite. It's not because what people will say about me. It's not because this is not me, I just can't do it. Or it doesn't befit me. Or, oh, they are filming me. That's all not for Allah. Versus, I know you will not be happy with me and you're not going to like it, Ya Rabbi. I'm not saying it. That's act of worship. That's ibadah. Remember how many rivers we are missing. Words and actions. You came in here today. You purchased your ticket, Allah knows how long. And for some reason or the other, you couldn't get the seat you wanted. If you're going to make a big deal of it, and you're going to say, no, I'm going to show them, what does that mean? That's not pleasing to Allah. That doesn't mean we are weak. Don't misunderstand me. That doesn't mean people can cross over me, if you want to use the word. No. But I'm going to make sure I affirm my stand. I speak my mind. I do what needs to be done, but only in the frame. And I call, this is me, I call this frame, is what Allah loves and is pleased with. What Allah loves and pleased with, add to it, I care less what people will think. Oh, you didn't answer her? You let it go? What people will say about you? You're weak? You don't know how to say things? No. The hardest thing is to control you when you can. No. Learn to say this to yourself first, and don't say it to people, because you may come out, not many will understand your real intention. Say to yourself the following: I want to go to Jannah. I want to go to Jannah. In 5 years from now, I'm sure in England is the same as we are in the States. There's always goals. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Where do you see yourself at this time? In 5 years, I want to see myself closer to Jannah. In 10 years, if I'm still alive, I want to see myself. Jannah is definitely there. The question is how high we are. The goal is always Jannah. And let alone seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get to this, I'm going to be focused. Even when I drink, even when I buy. You know, I was telling people, subhanallah, especially after I came back from Gaza, things completely perspective, completely changed. And I said, how can you buy a $6 or a £4 coffee? It's not haram. I said, I'm not going to say it's haram. I have no proof to say it's haram. You're not stealing it. You're paying your own money. But is that at this time, is what pleases Allah, number one? So learn this. And we're going to take a break in a second. Learn. Change everything you do. Everything you say. The way you enter. The way you leave. The way you behave outside in the break. Everything. Don't see you. See Him. When you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give you the sincerity that you need and you want. And that the only thing that will get you to Jannah. And then your lake, you will have a lake, and the lake will be the biggest, and the lake will be the cleanest, and the purest, and the most beautiful, and will fly you to Jannah. Not take you, it will fly you to Jannah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. We'll take a break, inshallah, I'll see you in a while. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.